Financial condition of Idaho agriculture. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Yesterday, we heard from Brett Wilder, an assistant professor and area extension educator of farm business management with the University of Idaho. Today, we hear facts and figures about 2025.
Potatoes down about 12%, sugar beets down about 17%. Across the crop sector, looking at either flat numbers or declines. Large global supplies, very poor prices.
Production for many crops was good, but that did not generally translate into profits. Fuel costs were down, but many other input costs were up, like labor and transportation. There was also the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program from the USDA, designed to give producers some relief. But Wilder says that amounts to a drop in the bucket compared to production expenses.
Just trying to look for a little bit of stability, get costs in check, and hopefully have a little better bottom lines in 2026. The food manufacturing sector has grown tremendously. Huge job growth in food manufacturing. Food manufacturing GDP has grown 52%. In the state of Idaho since 2017, as opposed to 16% for farm production GDP. Certainly adding a lot of value there, and I think we will see some increased revenue to the state. Both legislators and folks at the Division of Financial Management have a pretty sophisticated model for this. Really, what they're hoping to learn from us and from people like me is, what is the trend? Are we projecting growth? Can we look forward, and based on historical revenues from that sector, should we expect to see a little bit more or a little bit less?
Hopefully more. Produced by the Ag Information Network.